Imagine building software that adapts effortlessly to change, where new features slide in without disrupting existing code, and testing feels natural rather than forced. This isn't fantasy. It's the reality of properly implemented dependency injection, DI. While many developers have heard of DI, misconceptions abound. At its essence, DI isn't about fancy frameworks or complex patterns. It's about creating loosely coupled code that stands the test of time. Think of tightly coupled code like a hotel hairdryer hardwired into the wall. When it breaks, you need to shut down everything for repairs. DI transforms your code into a system of plugs and sockets where components connect cleanly and can be swapped without disruption. Dependency injection operates on a surprisingly simple principle. Classes should request their dependencies rather than create them. When a class needs a database connection, file system access, or any external service, it declares this need through its constructor rather than instantiating these dependencies directly. This inversion of control transforms rigid code into flexible systems. Consider a basic example. Instead of a class directly writing to the console with console.WriteLine, it accepts an iMessageWriter interface through its constructor. This small change creates a seam, a point where different implementations can be inserted. While this approach requires slightly more code for simple applications, the benefits multiply exponentially as complexity increases. As applications grow beyond their initial scope, DI delivers five key advantages. Late binding allows replacing components without recompilation, like swapping database providers or payment processors based on runtime conditions. Even if you believe you'll never need to replace SQL Server, requirements change, and loose coupling prepares you for this reality. Extensibility enables adding new behaviors without modifying existing code. With DI, you can create decorators that wrap original implementations, adding functionality like security checks without touching core logic, exemplifying the open-closed principle. Parallel development becomes possible when teams agree on interfaces rather than implementations. Teams can work simultaneously against shared contracts rather than waiting for completed components. Maintainability improves as each class takes on clearly defined responsibilities. When components have single jobs, the system becomes easier to understand and modify. Adding features often means creating new classes rather than modifying existing ones, reducing regression risks. Testability transforms from struggle to simplicity. By injecting test doubles in place of real dependencies, you can isolate components without spinning up databases or external services, making tests faster, more reliable, and focused. Not everything needs dependency injection. Distinguish between stable dependencies, which typically don't require injection, and volatile ones, which benefit from it. Stable dependencies include framework types like string, datetime, and math, plus deterministic algorithms. Volatile dependencies include database connections, web services, file system operations, components under development, environment-specific services, and non-deterministic behavior sources. DI operates across three powerful dimensions that collectively transform software architecture. Object composition forms the foundation, enabling applications to be assembled from individual components like electrical devices connecting to power outlets. This pluggable architecture creates a system where implementations can be swapped without modifying existing code. Object lifetime management becomes crucial when classes delegate control of their dependencies. The consuming class remains deliberately ignorant of whether its dependencies are created anew each time, shared within a context, or maintained as singletons across the application. This abstraction allows sophisticated resource management without impacting consuming classes. Interception provides a mechanism for enhancing dependencies before they reach consumers. By programming against interfaces, we can wrap original implementations with decorators that add functionality like security checks, logging, caching, or performance monitoring, all while maintaining the single responsibility principle. These dimensions combine to create software that's not just functional, but truly adaptable. For example, a logging decorator can wrap any service interface to add logging capabilities without modifying either the original service or its consumers, keeping the code base clean while allowing flexible composition of behaviors. Among various DI techniques, constructor injection stands as the most robust approach. It guarantees that necessary dependencies are always available by requiring them as constructor parameters. This creates a clear contract. To use this class, you must provide these dependencies. Implementation is straightforward. Expose a single public constructor that takes all required dependencies as parameters, store them in private read-only fields, and validate them with guard clauses to prevent null values. This pattern creates self-documenting code where dependencies are explicit and impossible to overlook. Constructor injection should be your default choice when a class requires dependencies without reasonable local defaults. It enforces proper initialization, prevents partially constructed objects, and makes dependencies obvious to anyone reading the code. While other injection styles, property injection, method injection, have specific use cases, constructor injection handles the vast majority of scenarios elegantly and safely. The composition root pattern dictates that object graphs should be composed near the application's entry point. As classes implement constructor injection, dependency creation flows upward to a single composition point, typically the main method or startup class. This centralization keeps components focused on core responsibilities while consolidating composition logic. Dependencies become explicit rather than hidden, improving transparency and maintainability. Resource management improves as object lifetimes are controlled centrally. Despite concerns, this approach doesn't create overwhelming dependency concentration. In fact, tightly coupled code typically generates more total dependencies through transitive and hidden relationships. The composition root pattern with loosely coupled code reduces dependency count by making relationships explicit. For larger applications, the composition root can be divided into logical sections, each composing a specific application subset. This maintains centralized composition while keeping code organized as the application grows. Whether using pure DI or container support, the pattern creates a clean architecture that clearly expresses component relationships. Dependency injection transforms how we build software, moving from rigid structures to flexible systems that embrace change. By programming against abstractions rather than concrete implementations, we create code that's not just functional today, but sustainable for years to come. The journey to mastering DI begins with understanding its core principles: separation of concerns, programming to interfaces, and inverting control of dependencies. As you apply these principles, your architecture naturally evolves toward loosely coupled components that connect through clear contracts. The true power of DI emerges when facing real-world challenges, adding new features, replacing components, testing complex scenarios, or scaling development across teams. What initially seems like extra work reveals itself as an investment that pays dividends throughout the application lifecycle. Whether you choose pure DI for its compile time safety or adopt a container for its automation capabilities, the fundamental principles remain the same. By embracing dependency injection, you're not just writing code, you're crafting an architecture that breathes, adapts, and evolves alongside your business needs. In a world where the only constant is change, that adaptability isn't just nice to have, it's essential for software that truly lasts.